This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I know that could get rather personal, right? My wife, my parents.
That's kind of open-ended, isn't it?
My kids. So I'll complete the sentence, Todd.
Thank you.
Who do you trust to provide you news information that you can rely on? If you're wondering about a particular issue, what's your go-to source to say, I know I can trust this? I think that list, for me, is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Donald Trump, this morning, the President of the United States, 45th President of the United States, in case you'd forgotten. By the way, is Heidi Heitkamp ever called him amazing? Called Barack Obama amazing and Hillary Clinton amazing, but since she's trying to use the coattails of Donald Trump to say she's not as liberal as we all believe she is, you'd think she'd have said, he's amazing. I don't know. Call me crazy. That was a complete random thought. Just absolutely a rabbit. Never mind. Squirrel. Forget it. So anyway, back to the question at hand. The president sent out a note today talking about the fake news media. Totally unhinged. And in many ways, after witnessing firsthand the damage they do to so many innocent and decent people. I'll enjoy watching in 7 years when I'm no longer in office. Their ratings will dry up and they will be gone. I remember the very first press conference he did in which he, as president, engaged in an all-out battle. Didn't do what other presidents do and just sort of, letting them do what they do and move on to the next, but actually engaged and said, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And I'll never forget feeling at that time, this guy is not going to play nice. He is going to take them on head on, and the reason he's doing it is he cannot succeed. His policies cannot succeed. His administration cannot have a record of success without him taking them on. So, fake news, you hear a lot about it. There's we all know what that means. We're all concerned about it. I'm just curious, where's the good stuff? Is there good stuff out there? I'd like to know where you get the news on the things you care about. Who you trust? Who do you trust to deliver you the straight scoop, the real deal? Kind of curious about that today. Is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, I forgot Mitchell is here. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. Later in the program, we're going to check in Minot with the Deputy Director for the Minot Air Show, Jim Clifford. We chatted with him briefly last week at the fair, and we said, we could come back on because he wanted to get the word out about the Minot Air Show. The Thunderbirds are there, and it's free this weekend in Minot. They got a great show lined up there, so I want you to know about that. Plan a little weekend fun. Chancellor Mark Hagerot will be here. He is the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. We're going to talk about the long-range strategy outcomes from some work they've been doing at the higher ed level. So let me know that, okay? And in the meantime, text Todd or I, Todd or me, sorry. And you can also call us. And by the way, just a quick note on our co-host Todd. Todd's dad is going through some tough medical issues right now. and had a heart issue, had dialysis, and a few things that have piled up. So we would really appreciate it if you would join all of us here in the What's on Your Mind family, in including Todd's dad, in your prayers, so that he can be healed up, he can be mended up, and you know, how old's your dad, Todd?
75. Had a ruptured aorta, which is not the most likely thing somebody just bounces back from. I'll just put it that way. But, yeah, he's gone on dialysis and stay by day. The Lord will be done.
You're exactly right. Yep. We can't.
Carson Wentz had a great tweet yesterday. God is not I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but God is not a good luck charm to be rubbed. You know, that kind of sentiment.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Very, very true. And I think a lot of people that maybe don't necessarily have a real strong faith sort of hear about other people in their faith and think, okay, bad things happen, so they get out the lucky charm, right? They get out the rabbit's foot and think that that's... okay, I'll pray now because I, you know, but it's every day, no question. All right, so let's get to the phones here, and my question of the day is, who you trust, where you get your news, but as usual, it's what's on your mind. So whatever's on your mind, you lay it on us. Bring on anything today at 800-228-0550. Jay is in Fargo. What's on your mind, Jay?
Well, we've all been listening to our media talk about the First Amendment and how they're being crushed. And I find it interesting because most of our media today, they keep telling everybody that, well, we're the people that give the news. And if you take a look at what they are not someone who gives the news. Their job is not to give us the news. Their job is to sell commercials. It's to sell ad space in newspapers because they are a for-profit organization. So I just kind of chuckle and I laugh whenever I hear these guys talking about how they're being stamped on by President Trump, and he's just making a very plain statement that you guys are not news. There's no question that what he's doing is helping them sell ad space for their people that want to buy and commercial to make them more money. So from a capitalistic situation, they're doing great, but they're not going to let anybody know that they are actually a capitalist because that would go against their left-leaning view.
That's very interesting. And a good point that we often forget. They're a business. They're a business enterprise, which, by the way, the juggernaut in media, as far as profitability is Fox News. And, why do you think they're profitable? Because they buck a trend, right? They buck a trend and actually, and I think Fox is more and more becoming establishment, media, but they at least are vastly different than the others in that they're trying to give conservatives a fair shake, right? And go about it. I'm talking about in their news now. Obviously, their opinion, that's a different thing altogether. But good point, Jay. Really good point. And I would also argue they say they report the news, but, you know, just objectively look at what they're saying and how often opinion makes its way into their news, how slanted their reporting of the news really is. So I don't buy that they're even doing what they're saying they're doing, even though you make a good point. They're making money. Thanks for the call. Darren's in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, to answer your question of the day, of course, I get my news from AM 1100, the flag.
well, that's, great answer. There you
that's
go.
That's a very kind, yes. Yeah, we love folks who listen to all of our four affiliates for What's on Your Mind. Absolutely.
All right. So, as I'm sitting here trying to keep my head from exploding about this 3D printed gun thing, this is a huge nothing burger. You've always been able, as a private citizen, been able to make your own firearm. That's been there forever. This is a different method of doing it. It's new, it's technology, but the thing of it is, as far as getting through magnetometers and stuff, you still have a metal barrel. You still have springs, you still have pins, you still have the ammunition is still metal. There are many, many, many metal parts in these things. This is absolutely nothing new. It's just a new method of doing it.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that they would argue, that they being the gun grabbers, would be, you don't have registration, you don't have, you can't regulate sales. But as you say, that's been going on anyway. So, what's
that's been done forever. The big deal here 5-6 years ago was the 80% lowers. They called them ghost guns. Anybody with a drill press and a little bit of patience, or now they have where you can order a kit and it's made of polymer already. It's the same material as the 3D printed ones. It's just a block of plastic that comes with a kit, and with enough patience, you can do it with a Dremel tool.
Yeah, good point.
There's nothing new about this. This has been since the beginning of time.
The president tweeted about this a couple hours ago. He said, I'm looking into 3D plastic guns being sold to the public. Already spoke to the NRA. Doesn't seem to make much sense.
Well, the thing of it is Mr. Trump has got plenty of things on his mind, and he's not an armor by trade. He's a real estate person.
Yeah, so he just needs some more facts on it, is what you're saying, Darren.
That's exactly.
Probably come to the same conclusion you have. I appreciate your call and the fact you're listening. Steve, you're next up on What's on Your Mind. Texter says Hannity, Coulter, Atkinson is where the news is gathered. More after this.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Diesel engine needed fixed, needed to perform better, get back to work. CJ, DAC Diesel, he can help, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing very well. I imagine there's a lot of people in our audience that have not serviced their diesel vehicle all that recently, and that's one thing you talk a lot about is getting them in, get them serviced, and get them performing better. Preventative, right? I mean, save people money on the front end.
Yep, absolutely. And I've been getting a lot of calls from farmers lately just getting ready for spring work, you know, in their semis, you know. It's also one of those things, you know, if your tractors or combines haven't been serviced, you know, tractors for pulling the grain carts and, you know, of course your combine, you know, but if they haven't been serviced or if you got an issue with them, if they're just not running tip-top shape, definitely give me a call. Of course, I am busy, so it might be a little late to do that. You know, I've right now I'm backed out about 3 weeks, so I do apologize about that. Working on getting more techs hired and trying to take care of everybody. But another thing a customer wanted to remind me of that I told him is he has a, had an issue with his truck and. He was asking if I could fix it, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I'm not going to go and charge you if I can't fix it. I said, that's, you know, the one thing that we do here. You know, we're a professional shop, and we're going to act professional. If we can't fix it, we're not going to charge you for it. So, you know, he brought his truck over to us because, you know, it's one of those things. You take it to four or five shops, you get sick of paying the money, you know, for it not getting fixed. And that's one of the things that we're great at, so.
That's been just another reason to call them. 701-258-5011. Get an appointment. Get set for the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle from DAC Diesel. Find out more, too, at DACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You as well. We'll talk to you soon. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I want to talk about what news sources you trust. Lay it on us.
None. You've got to, I think you've got to have do some, you know, deductive reasoning and listen to many and educate yourself and come to your own conclusions. It's, the mainstream media is completely laughable. I roll my eyes, laugh or cry every time the top of the hour news comes on as to how biased it is. And if you do flashbacks, I remember how many years ago, Bernie Goldberg, you know, had written his book, Bias. And you had him on and interviewed him a few times, and he used to be on Fox News all the time. He pointed this out. How many years ago has that been? And remember, he showed it to Dan Rather, and, Dan Rather kind of put his nose up like, oh, we're above this. Dan Rather is a communist. I'm sorry. And for that matter, so was Walter Cronkite. I mean, he started the whole thing with this, political commentary, based, presented as news on the Vietnam War.
Well, right, but for a lot of years, whether it was Cronkite or whether it was Rather, you didn't really have a way of, short of going down to the library and pulling out volumes of stuff, fact-checking these guys. That's the beauty of, where we are at in the information age, to be able to say, like you say, don't trust any of them. Do your own research. Do your own fact-checking. I don't know why that's so complicated for these people.
Here's an example of not reporting something that's just completely biased. The special counsel statute is quite specific about whom can be a special prosecutor or a special counsel. And the law reads, you shall, not may, you shall recuse yourself if you have any perceived or actual conflict with and then the listed parties. If Robert Mueller, under that description of the statute, is qualified to be the special counsel, that is a laughable joke, and why the news media does not, will not present those facts, it's just insane. It's we live in a banana republic. The fact that this
what's so bizarre about that? I don't know if you followed any of this meeting between Donald Trump and the publisher of the New York Times, Sulzberger. Evidently, that happened in the last couple of weeks, and the president just talked about it this weekend, and now Sulzberger is answering what he's saying. But you know what he's fretting about, Steve? You know what he's losing sleep over? I'm talking about the New York Times publisher. This whole fake news thing is spreading all across the globe, and that we're going to become a banana republic. And what Donald Trump is trying to do is destroy the media so nobody holds him accountable. They think they're holding him accountable by lying every day. It's just crazy.
It's just the opposite. He's saving the world by pointing out the fake news because at some point they're going to have to get better. because, you know, Donald Trump is a little loose with the truth, and maybe his number of people protesting and standing in line or outside or, you know, whatever. He shoots from the hip, and if you detailed fact check him, I'm not going to defend him on that. But big picture, conceptually, what he's talking about, the trends he talks about, the realities of economics and so forth, he's spot on, and the news media hates it, and they were able to knock out every single other conservative or Republican president, and they can't get him, and it is driving them completely nuts, and I love it.
I do, too. I really do, too. And here's what I don't I don't understand why, you know, again, somebody earlier said that news organizations are around. They are, you know, their whole modus operandi is to garner revenue from, you know, eyes and ears and, you know, people that are coming to their news, right? And less people trust them all the time. So I would see what Donald Trump's doing as a warning sign and say, hey, our business model is falling apart here. So let's try just giving them the facts. So if Steve from Fargo calls, to say that Donald Trump's got it right and Sulzberger doesn't, that's all I want to know. I want to know that Steve in Fargo said this. I don't want to know what you think about that, or you weave in, Trump whose, ratings are flailing, or Trump who lies, or Trump who's trying to badger fake news, but they've got to weave that into everything. Is that complicated to say, all I want to know is factual information? Just tell me something black and white that actually happened. Leave the analysis to me. I don't need your analysis. I don't need you to weave that in. I just want the facts. Why is that so hard?
Well, I don't know. One more point, Scott, real quick. The other thing they could do, that's hard to do, because, you know, what's fact, what's not. Facts are debatable. We can go back and forth on that. But why don't they do something crazy like the most successful news magazine on TV, 60 Minutes, instead of running down the socialism whatever path all day long? How about they take up the way Robert Mueller and whoever his chief investigator is and whatever, the whole debacle that was Enron? Because you talk about a tragedy of justice. Why don't they run that out there for an hour and 10 minutes and say, look at this. These people may not be on the up and up. If you could just show both sides of some of the folks that are engaged in this, wouldn't that make it fairer? That's crazy talk, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, at a minimum, do what you do, with your lefty bias, but balance it with an equal opinion for the rights. Not that hard. I mean, there's obviously a fair amount of people that would call themselves a conservative. I realize there's not a lot of them that come out of journalism schools. Steve, I thank you for your opinions. Thanks. Appreciate the chat, and welcome others. Where do you get your news? What do you trust for news in this quote-unquote fake news world? By the way, I believe there is a fake news world. 800-228-0550. Give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort in an Alexandria, Virginia courtroom today after pleading not guilty to numerous charges of bank and tax fraud charges. He's being prosecuted by Robert Mueller's team, even though the charges are not directly related to the Russian investigation. One of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, saying this morning that Russia investigation is going on far too long.
Started off as a rather irregular
regular investigation, to say the least, with the salacious and unverified dossier. Then we've not going to recite all of the issues, but then you had the lead investigator situation with Peter Strzok, and on it goes.
The federal government facing a lawsuit from 8 states and the District of Columbia looking to stop a plan for 3D printed guns from being made accessible online. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dakota Lazy J Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, has a message for you. They would love for you to learn a little bit more about grass-finished beef and the nutritious protein it provides straight to your table. They have a lifetime of experience raising cattle on this ranch, and now research is showing better than ever grass-finished beef is a way that red meat can be both delicious. I've heard a lot of people say it is really, really delicious and great tasting, but also healthy. And what they do is their secret sauce, if you will, is to provide, the environment for the cattle where they can thrive, where they're literally happy and healthy. They graze on these highly nutritious grasses and never receive any added hormones or antibiotics, and the grass never sprayed, always non-GMO. So now they will sell you the entire cow, the works, and you select a butcher shop where you'd like that, and then of course it's weighed and you pay per pound, and it's a good deal. So here, let me give you the number, and you can call them. And maybe, you want to go in on one, your neighbor wants to go on, somebody else at work that wants to, and, all of a sudden they're bringing up 10 head of cattle to a butcher shop near you. 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, but limited supply, so you want to get in your order now, tag it, and then arrange for delivery later. Or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch, 605-524-3472. And we appreciate them because when they called us initially about this, they said, really love what you do. Really love what you do. Important voice. We need your voice. And so in addition to wanting to obviously sell some beef, we also want to support your program. That is very much appreciated. And you heard a little while ago, CJ at DAC Diesel, we've helped build his business. Same with Jim the Flagpole guy. We hope to do the same for Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Just some people that have called and connected and wanted to support us. So appreciate it very much. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Toll free, 800-228-0550. You can also call 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. I'll say that a little slower. 701-226-8503. Because Todd likes to get the text. He does. So that's great. One texter says Eugene Grainer has a birthday today. He does. I did not know that. So I think what we better do is we better call Mr. Grainer. Wish him a happy birthday right here on the air. Manny, you up for that? I'll give you his number and you can give him a ring. And tell him the, what's on your mind, trio. Are we a trio? Manny, Todd, Scott. Oh, Dustin's in today. All four of us want to wish him a happy birthday. I put that in there for you. So you you give him a jingle and tell him you want to chat with him. What other texts has Todd got? Carson Wentz's text, is this actually his tweet that Todd referenced earlier, was really good. God is not a lucky charm or a quick fix to make life go in your favor. Following Jesus doesn't mean life will be easy or you'll get what you want. However, it does mean you'll have peace throughout it because you're submitting to his purpose, not your own. How about that, huh? So thanks for sharing. Todd mentioned the lucky charm part of that earlier, and somebody sent us the whole tweet. Three amigos, but there's four of us. So I don't know how you do the Manny and Todd. Scott.
It's probably time to add to the amigos anyway. So.
Dustin, are they the four amigos? Can we be the four amigos?
Yeah. Five, I mean, six.
Does anybody
seven.
Remember the movie anymore anyway? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. Texter says three amigos plus one. Well, that would kind of work. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That would sort of work.
Let's call it the amigos, and then we can keep adding as we feel the need.
Earlier caller says, like the previous caller said, I get all my facts from this radio show, and I love Chris Berg at night. That's very nice of you. Thank you very much. I can't speak for Chris, but I can speak for the radio show. Chris Berg show, if you haven't watched it, is very good. Point of View. 6:30 on KX4, and then it's on West Dakota Fox later in the evening as well. Walter Cronkite, says this texter, did not spend all of the 30-minute broadcast preaching about Nixon or Watergate. He may have wanted to, but he did not. I think that's true. You know, in any newscast, you can't, I mean, it isn't opinion, but they're very good at weaving it in the mainstream media. So, I mean, the money part of Walter Cronkite and the CBS Evening News was, you know, the open and the big stories and what he's doing. Another texter, we the people have to start putting together a citizen grand jury. Our Justice Department is the problem, says John in East Grand Forks. A citizen grand jury. What do you think of that idea? Very interesting. Okay, so Eugene Grainer's on the phone. We have a little source here on What's On Your Mind. We have very good sources. And our source tells us it's your birthday. Is that accurate?
Oh. A birthday. What's a birthday anymore? You know, once you get north of 21, do they ever really matter?
So, yeah, 25 yeah, like is the car insurance goes down.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so 25 is the important date.
Yeah.
So yes, it is, and I believe I'm older than you and Todd.
I'm 53.
Maybe Todd's older than me, possibly. Yeah, I'm 54.
Todd and I were then.
I'm 54.
Okay, then Todd's older than me.
Yeah, how about that? Todd's already 54, but just barely, right? Not all that long ago.
February.
But I don't know what the numbers mean. I feel like I'm strong and well and in my early 40s. I'm rolling.
There you go.
Bring it on.
Well,
we wanted
to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, gee whiz, thank you very much.
And also,
what a pleasure.
We've been talking a little bit about, you know, fake news and mm-hmm. how it's a danger and asking people where they get information and whatnot. And coincidentally, it's your birthday, and I'm thinking about all the narrative that we get from you that is counter to, you know, publication after publication, mm-hmm. you know, farmcast after farmcast, and all the sky is falling folks.
Yeah, and let's forget that there was beautiful weather out there creating a massive crop, which is now being dialed back, which is why, miraculously, as the weather starts to shift, grain markets are exploding again. Well, problems in Europe for wheat is holding us up. Corn, all of a sudden, you know, exploding off of its lows by almost 40 cents here in just a couple of weeks. And the same thing with soybeans. Soybeans today are now, it should make a big headline, soybeans are now 90 cents off their lows made on July 15th as we were dialing in a massive, beautiful crop. You know, last year, beans go from $10.43 to $9.07, and there's no talk of trade issues. And then we look at beans this year, a bigger crop than last year. You would think you would probably put an 8 in front of beans. We'd go to somewhere in the $8.89 area. Now, granted, yes, with all the rhetoric and emotions and how markets, you know, run with an attitude, I could say we went 60 cents probably lower than we should have on these beans, and now the beans have come back north of $9. Why? Because we're talking supply and demand, and supply now is being threatened. And the only, the ace in the hole here is improving our demand. Demand last year was ridiculous. They claim we sell one, well, they claim it is true. We sell one row of soybeans out of three to China. Well, why isn't it two rows? Why have we let Brazil go from a nothing in 40 years to the number one producer of soybeans in the world and the biggest seller of beans to China? Where are we in the equation? You know, where was that winning? There was no winning. We need a new trade deal. And that's what's being worked on. And imagine a new trade deal with record production and selling record production for $10, that would be quite sweet.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's hard to believe those prices you're talking about, given the fact we still have trade negotiations going on. We still are working on a finalized NAFTA, and there's, you know, obviously a little bit of a great story last week with the EU, but basically these trade negotiations are still going on. So how is it that prices could go up? That can't be, because it was all Donald Trump's fault that prices were falling.
I guess supply demand is still alive and well.
Wow.
There's the supply side of the equation. And the cure for low prices is low prices. When somebody's not buying, somebody else is going to step in and buy that lower price. You know, it's just like an auction sale. They can start the bidding when they bring that tractor out at a certain price. And why is it? It always drops lower before it finally goes up. You got to search for that core buy, that bottom buyer. And the cure for low prices is low prices. And now all of a sudden our demand is ramping up, and Europe's going to be looking for our grain. And not only lots of beans, they're going to be looking for our wheat, because they're going to be short out of Europe and short out of Russia. Other countries are going to be wanting our wheat. Finally, because we're Joseph of the Bible.
My favorite line in this whole thing is one that Donald Trump told Senator John Hoeven and Congressman Kevin Cramer on Air Force One on his way here and back after speaking in Fargo, that the longer we wait, just be patient. He said be patient a long time. The longer we wait, the better the deal gets.
I cannot imagine. What is wrong with most people out there? And there's some trade associations, they think this is like a movie. We get the problem, the solution, and the ending all inside of 2 hours. It is going to take a little time to work through things. I mean, Donald Trump didn't create this problem. This problem was brewing since the first Bush administration through Bill Clinton, when he allowed him in to WTO, through Bush 2 and through Obama. We've been going backwards on our trade, And now they expect him, as soon as he opens his mouth, he's going to have it fixed in a week. I mean, what did they think? It's going to take a little bit of time in here. And for the week, you know, nothing can move faster than the slowest animal in the pack. And so as we move forward, that's why this plan has come out. And I'll make bets with anybody out there. There's no way we're going to be even using, you know, possibly more than half of that plan that's been put out, $12 billion. If anybody has ever bothered to take the time to read The Art of the Deal, I have. Trump has never done anything by death to a thousand cuts. It's always big, and he hits it. So if he's going to announce a plan to support, this is not a welfare program that everybody's trying to say, oh, great, now it's a welfare program. No, it's not. It's a stopgap. In the Farm Bill, the Secretary of Agriculture is allowed, I think it's Section 301, I could be wrong on the section, but he is allowed during times of turmoil to do price stabilizing, you know, action.
Yep.
And it's emergency powers that are in his bill. And so he's stepping in here, and when he does it, he does it big. Okay, I'm going to allot $14 billion to the whole ag industry. Whoever, you know, is harmed, we're going to find a way to get them through on this stopgap. But this is not a program that's going in and staying on.
No,
that's what
exactly
people are missing.
It is. It's because of what's going on. Happy birthday, my man. We're up against the break. Eugene Grainer, thanks.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first.
and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, it's, I think, way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. What is on your mind today? What is on your mind? We've been chatting a little bit about given the fake news debates that are swirling. Okay, if you two are worried about fake news, where do you get your news? Where does it come from? But we can talk about anything you want. Let us know at 800-228-0550. Isn't Eugene Grainer the best? Unbelievable. I love it. And by the way, do you know he's being attacked by Team Hype Camp? They are attacking him for what reason? He gives you facts that counter the narrative that they're trying to feed through all their usual minions. That's a reason for being attacked. He's giving you the prices are down. Oh, let's see, there's this huge crop. No, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's terrible. And that clip I played you yesterday of Heidi Heitkamp saying how terrible the Canadians were, how awful NAFTA is. And she wanted to, you know, all these things they could put on. She wanted it reciprocal for us to do that. Sound like Donald Trump. That was then. This is now. Donald Trump, bad. Heidi, good. You need me. Gosh, it's really irritating. I have to tell you, I mean, we're less than 100 days till the election. We're still in July as of today. We got a long ways to go. But there are a lot of tea leaves to read to suggest, you know, all of these actions that have worked in the past for Team Heitkamp and the Democratic Party in North Dakota are not working. They're not working. I think what it is, this is my analysis, but I think what it is, you've got a very small, very angry, a very loud, very, you know, just super active. This is the people that put on the pink vulgar hats and go cheerlead for more abortion and not wanting to, you know, do without taxpayer funding for abortions and all those radical, I mean, that group that just, I mean, you talk about Trump and they foam in the corner of their mouth. I mean, they're just, they have the derangement syndrome, the whole thing. Okay. They're here, but they're small. Okay. And meanwhile, people that might be kind of, you know, in that middle area, between someone that is center right and, you know, lower taxes. They like that. Hey, I like the jobs report. Hey, I like the economy where it's at. I mean, folks there, you've obviously got the Trump faithful, that are a significant number in North Dakota, second highest in the country. Then you have this next level of, you know, lean right, center right, conservative, okay? And then between the really, 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 you know, like pink hat wearing people and, you know, the, I'll call them moderate, but lean right, folks, you know, you've got people that they're watching all this. They're paying attention. And they're not being persuaded. They're not being moved whatsoever. I think it's because when you say all these things are horrible, but when you look at the actual results and say, you know, it's like somebody said, that guy's a jerk. He's horrible. He's awful. You can't trust that guy. He's the worst thing ever. Oh, it just did terrible, awful. And then you meet the person like, they're nice. And, you know, you have lunch and they're still nice. And maybe you, I don't know, join some deal or coworker, or, you know, you got a business deal with them, whatever, and the deal goes fine. You go, wait a minute. Why are you telling me that? That's sort of what's going on with Trump, right? I mean, they hammer away, they hammer away, they hammer away, but the results, I've said all along, the actions are not what you pay attention to. What you pay attention to is the outcome, not the process, the outcome. I think that's rather interesting. I'm not going to say I think it's rather interesting. I think it is rather interesting. Just my little take there. Okay? I want yours. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Minot Air Show is this weekend. We're going to tell you about that. Chancellor Mark Hager out of the North Dakota University System. He is the chancellor there, and they've been doing some long-range strategy planning and working on some outcomes. We're going to talk with him about that coming up in the program. But anything on your mind is wonderful. It's welcome. We'd love to have you. I want to tell you about some courses that are upcoming with HAZWOPR, First Responder Awareness. This is our safety training spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. And NDSC is the region's leader in workplace safety training. And they have this new HAZWOPR program. And now this means you can get up-to-date training for your first responders. Who are they? Law enforcement, facility security personnel, any other employee that might witness and need to report an incident. That's you. So this is a three-hour HAZWOPR First Responder Awareness course. Helps you meet the OSHA regulations by providing sufficient training in the core areas outlined by OSHA. This is important. Minot, August 2nd, later this week. Fargo next week on the 7th. Register online, ndsc.org. Just click on the training icon. Okay, ndsc.org. Can I squeeze in a couple of texts here before we get to the break here? I gave you Walter Crowncase. Yeah. Last night of the Ingram angle, on Fox News, they reported that Koch brothers will be supporting Heidi and not Kramer. It's sad how big money always supports the left. We'll talk about that when we come back, too. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.